Greg's going to join us tomorrow.
Should I bring in all the websites I look at?
Well, you might not be able to look at some of those websites. They could do that. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen as a result of this.
What am I going to do?
It's a big deal. So much money.
Yeah.
For computer services.
Just telling you. I hope you're not upset, but we agreed to it. Your Netflix went up a little bit. I hit yes.
Whoa, wait. You had to.
All right, let's do the movie thing.
Wait. Just off. Wait!
You said that we were cool with it.
Are you okay with the price increase? Click yes.
I had two more episodes to watch of the show. I wasn't going to say no. They're going to bounce me.
You're
all over these stations. It's okay. We're looking at maybe $2 or $3.
Sell some more toothpaste.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying
to
do.
Sell some toothpaste and some foot cream.
I'm trying to sell that stuff for my vacation, you know? Not for Netflix.
Well, maybe I can't go away on vacation.
What's a couple of bucks? 12 bucks.
I have a part-time job so I can have fun in life, not to pay for your
bucks.
Netflix.
All right,
or
here
my
we go.
Netflix.
It's time for What the Flick. We got three movies expertly acted by our fine young acting talent. If you can correctly identify them, ladies and gentlemen, we will send you to see the Boston Garden, ladies and gentlemen. In a way, I was kind of... I thought it was over when Glenn Frey passed away, but they brought on his son, and I like that. I mean, that's the way, if it can be done that way...
Totally agree.
Good for them. I mean, keeping it all in the family. The Eagles coming to the Boston Garden on July 20th, and you could be there. Tickets don't even go on sale until Saturday, but you could win a pair of them right now if you can correctly identify these... Three movies.
You're a weird, mean, flying a machine.
He sounds like a baby blowing out birthday candles.
As far back as I remember, I want to be a gangster. I always want to be a gangster.
I had two from Dylan this week. I messed up on my counts.
The first one kills me.
You're a weird, mean, flying a machine.
He sounds like a baby blowing out birthday candles.
As far back as I remember, I want to be a gangster. I always want to be a gangster.
That kid is going to be one. I'll tell you that right now.
Scares me.
These are gettable now. These are gettable to go to see the Eagles, okay? 888-556-7625. 888-556-ROCK. If you can identify one, you can pay it forward. I believe the karma wheel does come around. It will serve you well on this Giving Tuesday.
If you only know one.
All right? If you only know one, you can do it. Poodles first. Go, Poodle.
Hey, good morning, Buzz. Yeah, I got the last one. It's Goodfellas.
Look at that. Boom. Poodle's up for one right there. Nicely done. Poodle giving it up.
You're a weird, mean, flying a machine.
Come on.
He sounds like a baby blowing out birthday candles.
As far back as I remember, I want to be a gangster. I always want to be a gangster.
Is it as far back as November? Yeah. I don't even, you know. That's the one. How do you, somebody not get the first one? Come on. Come on, man. See who we got. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Dale,
what do you got?
Stripes, The Other Guys, and Goodfellas.
Holy!
Got it.
Dale's all about it. I don't know how Stripes wasn't the first word out of everybody's mouth. Not bad, Dale.
Thank you. I'm a big movie buff, so that's right up my alley.
Well, Dale, I hope you you're an Eagles buff because you're going to see the Eagles. Win before you can buy tickets. Nobody's got tickets, Dale. You know who's got them? You got them. Boston Garden. All right, hold on, Dale. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. It's pretty sweet. I love the first one.
You're a weird, mean, flying a machine.
Flying a machine.
You sound like a baby blowing out birthday candles.
Didn't you do The Other Guys last week? Is that 2 weeks in a row? Or am I just imagining that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
As far back Yeah, I remember. I want to be a gangster. I always want to be a gangster.
I have them cut like 40 on one day, and then I just put them in a pool. So.
Oh, man. That's my favorite right here. Hold on a second. I love it. Hold on. Can't get enough of this one right here.
You're a weird, mean, fighting a machine.
Fighting a machine or whatever.
Fighting a machine.
All right. Well, anyway. All right. So it's time for Scotty's movie poll. And Scotty, what he does is he throws out an actor or an actress. And then we kind of run down our favorites and maybe least favorites of their performances. Mr. McMullen. And I guess he alternates it. I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Between
Charlize Theron is today's actress.
Oh, I like her. And there's probably a lot of movies that were not in the same.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard.
You know what?
With Seth MacFarlane.
When she grows her hair down, wow. I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
You
anyway.
Don't like her in Monster?
I never saw Monster.
I did.
I never saw
her. For the longest time.
She's beautiful, regardless of the hair length, but with her hair down, wow, crazy.
My favorite movie of all time used to be The Devil's Advocate. Loved
that was a good movie.
That movie. And it was one of her first movies.
Isn't that what she's on the table and right and he becomes the devil?
Al Pacino's. Yeah. There's a lot of creepy things that go on, but I love that movie. So I'm going to say The Devil's Advocate is definitely my number one.
Dude, she was the slut in That Thing You Do.
Yes, she was.
She's the slut.
Yeah.
My favorite movie, probably. She's good in Lent. Will Smith is the superhero.
Hancock. Oh, she's Hancock.
Hancock, right. She's great in that, right?
That was a good
She's a good wife, but then she's actually one of the superheroes. She's pretty good.
I know that it's a TV show, but Arrested Development, one of my all-time favorite shows, she had this character, Rita, and she was so good in this role. It was awesome. And the show's great. Jason Bateman, obviously.
A Million Ways to Die, by the way, too, is really good. I will agree with that. I never saw her in that the television show, The Cider House Rules. Yeah, that movie took a hard left that I didn't see coming because I didn't read the book, and I was disturbed with that, you know? As far as one, so if there was one that I didn't like, it would probably be that one. Dude, she was in Children of the Corn 3.
Yeah. She was in The Road, which was a real dark movie.
Wow, I didn't know that one.
Prometheus.
Reindeer Games. Terrible. Worst movie on the list.
Mad Max
Reindeer.
Fury Road.
I'll take that. She won a. That got nominated for an Oscar.
For all the special effects or the scenery.
I think it got more than that. It got nominated for an Oscar, like Picture of the Year or something. It was strange what it got nominated
I
for.
I will say,
dude!
I know it's a chick flick, but I love Sweet November, except for Keanu Reeves.
Here we go.
I hate him.
Charlize Theron, good movies, bad movies, Trapped. Excellent movie. Kevin Bacon. He's holding her hostage.
Yes.
That is an excellent movie. If you've never seen the movie Trapped, you got to see it. Well, and when I say that, I don't even know where you go to find it anymore. Because if it isn't on Netflix or one of the other services, there's a vast array of movies that we can no longer see. Thank you very much. Because of the death of the video store. Killing me over here. All right. Anyway. Yeah. Men of Honor. She was... wasn't she his wife?
Robert De Niro's, wife.
Wife, yeah.
And I think
exactly.
She had a drinking problem.
Yeah, that was good. She was very, very good. You know what? Oh, Jesse's got a good one. Jesse, Charlize Theron, talk to me.
She's in a movie, a crappy remake of Mighty Joe Young called Joe Young.
Yeah.
With the big gorilla and everything. Go
ahead.
You could watch that entire movie with no sound on. Because there's one scene where she's at a party, she walks down the stairs, a spiral staircase, in a white dress with her blonde hair all curly. Holy God, man.
Nice Hulk arm.
Holy God.
Why do I think that Jesse's right arm is really bulked up?
She's
really bulked up.
I would watch her read the phone book.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, there you go. Yeah, she's, you know, I like the movie, the Mighty Joe Young remake. It was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
I remember it, and I thought she was really good in that. Let's go to Mark. Mark, best or worst?
Best and very disturbing. She was very good in Monster.
Oh. I heard she was really good in that. I never
that
saw the
freaky.
Movie. Never saw the movie.
Yeah. Mighty Joe Young, she was cute and young, but I didn't like her in the new Fast and Furious.
I'm done with the Fast and Furious. When you start getting into the numbers 6 and 7 when it comes to movies, I'm pretty much signing off.
I'll give you
Harry Potter, and that's it. Other than that, I don't want to see 6 and 7 really of anything. Hey, The Italian Job. Excellent
yes.
movie.
Oh, that was a good movie.
A heist movie. A lot of yep. great people in it. She's in it. She's angry. She kicks ass. And that's a really good movie. The Italian Job is really
in
good.
In the Valley of Elah?
Elah. Oh,
The Valley of Elah.
Hold on a second. I saw that. Elah. It's Tommy Lee Jones. His son was killed in a battle in the Middle East, the Valley of Elah. Well, it's a good movie. It's a sad movie. I believe that's what that is. Sleepwalking? No, never saw it. The Burning Plant, The Road.
Atomic Blonde. People, I haven't seen it.
I never saw it. Is it good?
I haven't seen it. I got two emails on that.
All right. Well, anyway. So there you go. Just some movies you might want to check out for Charlize Theron. She's never really... she just does her work.
Yeah.
You got to appreciate that. She does her work.
I like her a lot.
Doesn't attract headlines. Doesn't go out and say stupid stuff.
And she was with Sean Penn for a long time. I like them as a couple, too.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Well, they're not together, I don't think, anymore.
He just strikes me as crazy.
She just rolled over when I'm laying next to Sean Penn. I'm
out of here. Oh, and she was in The Huntsman. She was in the Cinderella movie. She was the bad queen. All right. Well, anyway, there you go. A little movie poll for you. It is Tuesday.